31, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's rules for mask wearing will stay in place at least for now, even though the CDC now says fully vaccinated people don't have to cover their faces indoors. Colorado currently allows maskless gatherings indoors if 80% of the people are vaccinated. A local representative of a national teachers union who's called for a return to full in-person learning this fall is applauding her union's endorsement of the idea. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
American Federation of Teachers national leader Randy Weingarten says 90% of its members nationwide have been vaccinated, which made all the difference. Most of Colorado's teachers are members of a different union, but many teachers in Douglas County, Elizabeth, and Trinidad school districts belong to the AFT. AFT Colorado's Callie Leyba.
If we make education a priority, there's no reason that this can't be done safely.
She supports holding school walkthroughs for parents and students to increase their comfort level about a full-time return to school. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado has limits on solitary confinement in state prisons. Now similar restrictions could be placed on local jails, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A proposal that's won support in both chambers of the legislature would ban many local jails from holding people with mental illnesses, pregnant people, and others in solitary confinement. Here's Democratic Senator Pete Lee.
When you put people with mental illness and significant disabilities into solitary confinement, it increases their level of mental illness.
Opponents said that the state should focus on creating new mental health beds instead of taking an option away from sheriffs. Lee said that the bill includes exceptions and there's other state help for sheriffs dealing with the many inmates who have mental health issues. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A Denver Black Birders Week begins at the end of this month. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
It's all part of a nationwide effort to celebrate diversity and inclusion in the birding community. Last year, a black man was racially profiled while birdwatching in New York City's Central Park. That's partly what inspired Black Birders Week, which the Denver Botanic Gardens will honor with a free meetup at their Chatfield Farms location. Experts from the Denver Audubon Society will guide new and experienced birders, and the Denver Zoo will bring some feathered friends for up-close encounters. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.